Dictation for Joanne Rasmussen, R-A-S-M-U-S-S-E-N, December 28, 36. Addresses a letter to Betsy, B as in boy, E-T-S-Y, Levant, L-E, V as in Victor, A-N-D, and P, A-66-419-3504. Dear Mrs. Levant, a consultation for Mrs. Rasmussen with progressive chronic kidney disease. Apparently, I have seen her many years back. Went to Texas for about 2.5-3 years. Was following with nephrology there. She recalls being told she has chronic kidney disease, stage 3 to 4, no renal biopsy, has not required any EPO treatment, has received intravenous iron, has not required any adjustment of diet for potassium or phosphorus. She is not aware of blood clotting in the urine or infection. Now she's back in Michigan for the last couple of months. You have done a kidney ultrasound that shows a solid mass, and she's been referred to see oncology in Midland. Has not noticed change of weight or appetite. There has been no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no gross edema, claudication symptoms, denied chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, or the need of oxygen. She has problems of insomnia. No localized pain, no skin rashes, no bruises of the skin, no bleeding nose, gums, no fever, headaches, or chills. Review system otherwise is negative. Her past medical history for thyroid replacement, hypertension, elevated cholesterol. She denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS stroke. She's not aware of coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, arrhythmia. There has been no pacemaker, no kidney stones, no liver disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, denies blood transfusion, denies recurrent urinary tract infection or gout. Other diagnoses include reflux, esophageal reflux. Next paragraph, surgeries has included appendix, hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries for endometriosis, gallbladder. A benign cyst removed next to the colon, no malignancy. Did require a colostomy for 6 months before reversal. Bilateral length implant and bilateral total knee replacement. Next paragraph, medications include Pepcid, thyroid replacement, hydralazine, HCTC, valsartan, V as in Victor, A-L-S-A-R-T-A-N, Crestor, vitamin D, baking soda, Metamucil. Next paragraph, allergies to Bactrim, codeine, Levaquin, and Norvasc. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, her weight 159, blood pressure 117.78, alert to intestine 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Good historian. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from January. Creatinine 1.6, 2019 1.4, 1.6, 2018 1.3 to 1.5. Recently, sodium, potassium, acid-base, normal. Calcium, albumin, normal. Liver function test, not elevated. GFR 31, stage 3 to 4. Anemia, 11.7. Normal white blood cell platelets. Urine analysis, no blood protein or cells. Next paragraph, the most recent kidney ultrasound is February 2022. Bilateral simple cyst, and there is a mass on the left lower pole of the kidney. No associated renal vein invasion, no lymph nodes. It does enhance on the MRI, considered suspicious for renal cancer, with the size of 4.1 centimeters. I want to mention that an ultrasound in 2018 did not show this abnormality. At that time, kidneys were considered small, 7.3 right, 7.8 left. Few years back, a normal ejection fraction, some degree of left ventricular hypertrophy, no valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3 to 4. No indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, history of hypertension, which appears to be well controlled, tolerating ARB among other blood pressure medications. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. Next number, a mass on the left kidney. By MRI, very suggestive for malignancy. I call and talk to you a few days ago, agree with oncology evaluation. However, I believe urology needs to also be in the case early on. They need to decide it if a biopsy is the best course of action, or they need to go for potential surgery, partial or total nephrectomy. I discuss with the patient that we will monitor kidney function after this procedure is done. She has advanced renal failure, but might still have enough kidney function left to be able to live without dialysis. We will monitor chemistries for adjustments needed for potassium, acid base, phosphorus, nutrition, and potential anemia management, as well as for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Discuss with the patient, discuss with you, end of dictation.